From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A controversial winner will apparently be the new leader in the Philippines. Although an official announcement of Monday's election results in the Philippines is still days away, unofficial results show the controversial mayor of Davao City the winner in the presidential contest. The often outspoken and profane 71-year-old Rodrigo Duterte easily won the top spot, taking in 6 million more votes than his nearest rival, the former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas. He takes office in June. During the campaign, the unorthodox Mr. Duterte promised to attack the country's three biggest problems, crime, corruption, and poverty, quickly and, if necessary, brutally. He has suggested killing criminals, including members of drug gangs, as a way to solve crime. Fred Magdalena is the associate director of the Center of Philippine Studies at the University of Hawaii.
I think that's the sentiment of many voters, especially those from the South. They are kind of disenchanted with the way things are done, especially by the last two administrations under Arroyo and Aquino. I guess that kind of disappointment among the voters, especially among the poor and middle-class groups of people, have led them to favor Duterte over, you know, the other presidential candidates.
Mr. Duterte has indicated he is prepared to negotiate with China over Manila's maritime dispute with Beijing over the South China Sea, while also stating he favors a multilateral negotiation involving the country's allies and claimants. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea. China responded with anger Tuesday morning, with Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang telling a daily news briefing that the ship entered Chinese waters illegally and that the move threatened peace and stability in the region. China has built a 10,000-foot runway and other military facilities on the disputed island. The mayor of the small Bavarian town where four people were stabbed says local people are deeply shaken by the crime. One person died of wounds he sustained in the early morning stabbing Tuesday at the Grafenbahnhof station east of Munich. A 27-year-old German man has been arrested. Prosecutors investigating the stabbing at the train station say the assailant made politically motivated comments as he attacked and that they are investigating witness reports that he yelled, "Allahu Akbar, Arab for God is great." Ken Heidendrick, spokesman for the Munich Prosecutor's Office in charge of the case, told the Associated Press Tuesday it's too early to confirm or be sure that's what he said, but it's going in that direction. Heidendrick says the suspect is a 27-year-old German citizen. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a massive parade in the center of Pyongyang Tuesday. The parade marked the end of the country's ruling party Congress, during which he solidified his grip on power, did Kim Jong-un. Hundreds of thousands of brightly dressed North Koreans marched through the square named for Kim's grandfather, regime founder Kim Il-sung. Others rode floats bearing patriotic slogans as Kim Jong-un watched and waved to the crowd from a viewing balcony high above the square. The kidnapped son of a former Pakistani prime minister has been rescued in Afghanistan in a joint operation by Afghan and U.S. forces 3 years after gunmen abducted him in his Pakistani hometown. The Pakistani Foreign Office said in a statement that Ali Haider Gilani, son of ex-premier Yousaf Raza Gilani, has been recovered in a joint operation carried out by the Afghan and U.S. security forces in Ghazni, Afghanistan, and added that he would be transferred to Pakistan after a medical checkup. In a separate statement posted on Facebook, the Afghan ambassador to Pakistan said Haider was free.
That's the latest world news from VOA.